views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. And today is an example of that. We have Krista Gibson, and I'm so excited about that. How about you, Sabrina?
I'm excited to get to know more about her after hearing so much that you've already shared with me being in Seattle, where she's from. I know you've had a long-term working relationship, and you just couldn't wait to get her on the show. So I'm thrilled to have her here today.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because, last week we were talking about our own individual journeys. And, you know, as people probably heard last week, I'm a former research statistician and I changed my path and ultimately became a healer. And soon after, I sort of decided to make that shift from the mainstream into the alternative realm. I knew that I needed to begin to promote myself. And it's funny, I was in a New Age bookstore at one point, and I was just chatting with somebody and told her about what it was I was doing. And she said, you know, there's a new publication coming out. This was many years ago. There's a new publication coming out called New Spirit Journal. And, you know, I haven't seen any issues yet. It hasn't come on the shelf yet. But I know the owner of it. And she's amazing. And she, you know, used to own the New Times. And, you know, it's something you should consider advertising in. And there was something in that moment when she was telling me that I just had this big aha, like this knowingness that I needed to connect with this woman and to promote the healing work that I was doing. And, you know, the rest is history. I have been promoting myself through New Spirit Journal. I've had several articles published there. I'm a reader of New Spirit Journal, and I've gotten to know Krista a little bit over the years and just adore her. She's insightful and fun. And, you know, for me, I think that so many of the teachers out there about some of the stuff are just really, really serious. And, you know, Krista's lighthearted enough to make it easier to just kind of absorb the information she's sharing. So I'm looking forward to that. And I just want to touch base with you, Sabrina, and see, you know, what new has been happening in your life this week?
Well, I made my stand-up comedy debut last Tuesday evening.
Right. Stand-up comedy, huh? From HR
yes.
to stand-up comedian.
I tell you what, it's something I've secretly wanted to do for quite a while, is to be an inspirational stand-up comedian, but only shared it with one or two very close people. You've been one of those. And this opportunity arose to take this workshop called Women Out Loud and Stand-Up Comedy for Women. And it was facilitated by a wonderful woman, Christina Hall, which we'll have her on next week. So we're going to learn more about that then. But woo, that was a big thing for me.
Yeah, that's really like making yourself vulnerable. And I think that part of being authentic is taking the risk of being vulnerable.
Yes, so. And that was the thing. Encouraging authenticity in our comedy. She wasn't going to let us just talk about, you know, cats and dogs. And so I had to really dig deep and share some things that aren't necessarily pretty characteristics of myself.
Right.
Have to laugh at ourselves and, you know, find the humor in it. And I don't think I offended any of my family members. So.
Well, congratulations with that.
Yeah, that could be hard to do sometimes. But yes, yeah. It's an amazing way to express ourselves. And my husband has encouraged me to continue doing this as a way to get some of the stuff out that the family does. My reactions to them.
Yeah, and you were terrific. I've seen the video, and everybody, if you want to check it out, you can see it on our website or Sabrina's website, Facebook. It's all over the place. But Sabrina actually shows her tattoos, too, folks. So if you want to see the tattoos on her back, check out the video. But yeah, I was so proud of you, and it was fun. It was, you know, I actually laughed a lot. And I know you well, and I've heard some of these stories already, and I was still laughing. So it was great. Good for you.
Thank you very much. And just so everyone knows, if you watch the video, it was kind of bad lighting and a bad angle, so I really don't look that big.
Well, it is true. She looks more petite than that, but she still looks great. And yeah, and we're always, isn't it interesting? It's like we want to be authentic, but then we're a little afraid to be authentic. And then if something distorts how we look or how we may have sounded or whatever, we're worried that people were going to judge us. So that we need to somehow learn to let go of that judgment. Anyway,
I
look great on it, on the video too.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, I'm excited to have Krista on this week. As I said before, she is the owner and editor of New Spirit Journal, and which is a great publication that's both online and in Western Washington, Seattle area, and beyond. And Krista has taught classes all over the world. She's a coach. She's also the author of a couple of books, including Business Success for Body, Mind, and Spirit. And today, I think it's such a pleasure to have you here. Thank you, Krista, for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It's a thrill to be here with you, with both of you, and congratulations, Sabrina.
Oh, thank you, Krista, and I'm so thrilled to have this opportunity to get to know you personally now.
Same here.
You know, Krista, our show is about authenticity, and, you know, I think a lot of us have problems being authentic in our personal lives, but we really, really have big problems being authentic in our business lives, and I would love for you to tell the story of your journey through the business world and how you went from point A to point B.
Well, it's quite a journey because I've been involved in business off and on since my early 20s, really. But I've owned my own businesses. I've managed other people's businesses. But I would say it's really starting in the early 80s when I started the New Times, my first newspaper, that I really made the leap into true entrepreneurship. And I started that newspaper without any money, no rich uncles, you know, nobody to support me but the universe and my own wit, I guess you'd say, or my sense of daring. And, you know, there's many stories I can tell you, but the thread that underlies all of it really does fit what you're talking about, Christine, which is being authentic and true to yourself. And I think in business, if you're not authentic and true to yourself, number one, you will not make it in any way that is significant for yourself. In other words, okay, yeah, you might be able to get out there and tell a lot of lies and mislead a lot of people, you know, which we've seen that in the world so much right now.
Right.
In business, you know, how much lying is going on and misrepresenting of the truth and the greed. And I think we're all also seeing that even though these people have made a ton of money, it's the, you know, what do they say, the chickens are coming home to roost?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't last forever. And it's like if you're not authentic in yourself, and by that I mean telling the truth to yourself and about what you're doing and about what you're trying to accomplish, if you're just out there, you know, making all these pretty pictures and making people all these promises, you know, it's not going to last for you. And for myself, you know, it was very much a case of coming to know who I was in the first place. Because when I made the jump from the more mainstream world into the metaphysical world, I didn't really know that much about what I was doing. So I really had to go inside a lot, which at the time was frustrating, but in retrospect, it's how I learned so much. Because I didn't have anything out there to rely on. I mean, I was totally following inner guidance from the minute that I heard a voice in my head say, move to Seattle and start a monthly New Age community newspaper, to which I said, what? I'm supposed to do what? I can't do that. You know, just say everybody else, I can't do that. I don't know how. I don't have the money. You know, how can I be expected to do this? And learning to turn within and follow my inner voice and follow the synchronicities that meet you all the time if you're willing to pay attention, And that's the only way that I managed to build that business and then eventually sell it. And then I went back into the mainstream for a while, and I worked in elder care. And that was another case where if I wasn't being, you know, a lot of people get into caregiving sorts of fields or of interest, but they're not being true to themselves either. And you have to be when you're working with people, older adults especially, they can really see through you very quickly and very
so
easily. Because they've been around so long. And they don't have any reason to not call you on your stuff, and they do. So that was another instance where, you know, I became involved again, and then in the mainstream world. And then people wanted me to start my newspaper again because they really missed it. And that's when New Spirit was born back in 2006.
Right, right.
And
well, we're going to be taking a quick break, Krista, but when we come back, we want to hear about how you managed to trust your inner voice and maybe walk through some fears, and what inspired you to start New Spirit Journal. And this is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We're just going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. Our guest today is Krista Gibson. She is the publisher of New Spirit Journal in Seattle, and she has been entertaining us with her journey of authenticity in her life in the business world. And I'm just curious, when you received that guidance that you were to move to Seattle and start a New Age consciousness publication, it was such specific guidance. Did you get an address with that?
I wish I had. No, actually what happened, I had gotten a job as the editor of a small newspaper in a place called Point Roberts, Washington, which is on, you have to drive through Canada to get to it. And it's a small area, but I had been doing this newspaper for 9 months, and how I got that job is a whole other story because I had no experience. But when the voice came through, so I had been doing that for 9 months, and when the voice came through, I was driving from Bellingham back to Point Roberts, and I said, "You want me to do what? Move to Seattle?" And so I got back, and at the time, I had a brother who lived in Seattle. So I called him, and I said, "Michael," I said, "I got this urge, this influence." He was New Agey, so I could say I'd gotten this guidance. I said, "I want you to drive around, pick up every newspaper you can find, every publication that's spiritual or New Agey, and send it to me." So he did, and when I got them, nobody was doing what the vision I had gotten, because I'd gotten kind of a picture with the information. So I got all excited. I was like, "Oh boy, I'm going to do this newspaper." And then I was like, "Well, how am I going to do it? I don't have any money, and you know, I was recently divorced, and what am I going to do?" And so I thought, "Well, maybe I can get a loan." So I asked banks, no. Asked different people I knew, no. And it got to where, I mean, I would literally ask anybody that I met if they looked like they had money. I would say, "Would you be interested in investing in a newspaper?" "What kind? Well, New Age newspaper, really?" So this went on, and I was getting really discouraged because it was like, well, what happened? I had this wonderful message given to me. I'm supposed to do this, and clearly that's why I've been doing this other newspaper for 9 months, which was mainstream. Yeah, and what am I going to do? And I'm really depressed and unhappy. And so one day I opened my mail, and in the mail was a newsletter from a Science of Mind church. And on the front of the newsletter was the quote from, I think it's pronounced Goethe, you know, "Whatever dreams you can have, follow them. And, you know, once you're committed, you know, the universe moves to support you and hands reach out," and all of this. And I read it and I went, "Oh, my God, I'm not committed. I've said I'm going to do this, and I've been, you know, making plans and everything else, but I have not made a commitment." So I picked up the phone and I called my boss and I said, "Boss, I'm giving you a month's notice. I'm quitting my job because I'm going to move to Seattle and I'm going to start a monthly newspaper." To which he said, "You can't do that. You don't know what you're doing." And he said, "You know, you don't know how to publish a newspaper." And I said, "Well, that may well be, but that's what I'm going to do." So I hung up the phone. And of course, a part of me thought, okay, I made a commitment. Now, not only don't I have the money to start the newspaper, I don't even have a job.
Oh, dear.
So surely the universe is going to rush in and fill the void. And all I got was a whole bunch of silence. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Dear.
That's scary.
Yeah.
What did I do now? But I had made a commitment. And what happened was, you know, I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. I did make the commitment to do it, and I was able to get my stuff together. My brother helped me and helped move my stuff. Well, he was just going to move into a house with a woman he had met at his church, as roommates, not as partners. And they said, "Well, there can be three of us. Why don't you move in with us?" I said, "Okay." So then I did have an address. So, but here's what happened. The first weekend that I got down here, and we put my stuff in storage because we were still going to the woman's house because the new house hadn't come about quite yet. And the first morning, my brother got furious because the woman had used her electric can opener to open a can of cat food. Uh-huh. And she made too much noise. He got furious, and he moved back to San Antonio. He didn't stay.
Oh. Wow.
So here was this one person who I thought was going to help me.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Yeah, I got to Seattle all right, but I still didn't have what I needed, and now my one support structure was leaving.
Wow. So not only did you like have to just trust and walk through yep. your fear, but you yep. lost the support system once you got to Seattle.
Exactly. I had to just, I mean, it was trial by fire. But you know what? It was such a soul calling that I had to do it.
Uh-huh.
I had no option. It wasn't, I mean, I always told myself, well, you know, if I fail, I can go get a job schlepping burgers at Wendy's, you know?
right.
But, you know, it was such a soul calling that I had no choice but to proceed. And as I proceeded, I mean, it was literally day by day. You know, people did come forward. You know, a new friend of mine would lend me a little bit of money. Somebody would take me out to eat. One time I was walking down a sidewalk, and literally there was a $10 bill there when I desperately needed gas in my car. I mean, it was living like the Buddhists, where you live with a begging bowl and you just depend on what comes to you.
Right.
That's how I did it. And you talk about, you know, a boot camp, a business boot camp.
Yeah, that learned a lot. Yeah, you could teach others right away.
Yeah, and it was very much, I mean, I would get messages like one morning I'd get up and I'm big on meditation and I would meditate. And just one morning I got the message, go to thus and such church this morning, be there at 9:00. So I did. And I thought, well, why the holy heck am I here? I don't see why I'm here. What's going on?
Right.
Then they had a guest speaker, and it was Rama Vernon, who was this woman who at the time in 1985 was leading peace tours to Russia. And during the service, they went, oh, my gosh, there's your first front page story. You're supposed to interview her. That's why you're here.
Oh, wow.
So and that's what happened.
You've been supported along the way, and you've also heeded the guidance and followed through despite the fact that you had fear associated with it, you know, including survival fear, you know, because
exactly.
if you don't have the finances, then, you know, you may not have groceries or gas money, as you say.
Right.
So that takes a lot of guts.
It does. But, you know, that's why I say I think those are the times when it's a soul calling. You know,
right.
it didn't come from my ego. I mean, my ego would have been a lot happier staying, you know, with a regular income and knowing mm-hmm. where my paycheck was coming from and all that good stuff. And you know, even when I was in the midst of it, I recognized it enough to know that this was something big for me that right. I had to do. And I did recognize that, although it's easier to talk about it now.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, to differentiate the difference between, as you call it, the soul calling versus what ego is expecting. And, you know, even with the soul callings, we can tend to second guess ourselves and constantly
right.
criticize, especially when we listen to those people outside of us that want to tell us we don't know what we're doing.
Right. Exactly.
And it sounds like, you know, on some level you were telling the universe, oh, you know, you may have given me this guidance, but you haven't supported me. And you could have just left it at that and stayed up in Point Roberts and got
right.
your regular salary. But you listened again and said, oh, but you haven't completely committed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that takes another level of maturity that many of us don't have in making decisions, particularly within business, you know, because
right.
we're, you know, so many of us have been trained to have fear associated with money, a fear associated with survival. And that's just very courageous, very courageous. So why don't you, before we go to break, why don't you share with us how people can contact you?
Well, I have two websites. One is newspiritjournal.com, and then I have my own website, which is Krista, KrystaKrystaGibson, Gibson, GIBSON.com. And on the New Spirit Journal one, you can join my email list, And I send out an inspirational email every Wednesday. And I also send out e-flyers.
And I, of course, read your inspirational message on Wednesdays. They come out on Wednesdays, and it's like, you know, the middle of the week, and you seem to have a unique perspective on business. It's more philosophical, more energetic-based than many. So it's like applying some of the manifesting concepts and holistic concepts to business, which, you know, I know there are more and more people doing that these days, but you have been on the cutting edge in that respect.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, I have. And living by my wits.
Right.
Yeah, I was just going to say the inspirational email, it isn't just business, just so that if people are listening and they aren't in business, a lot of what I write, it applies to everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think that people often have this, feel this dichotomy between business and life, and there really is no dichotomy, right, in terms of living our truth and speaking our truth. But can you also share with us the new book you've got?
Right. It's called Business Success for Body, Mind, and Spirit. And right now it's on the Kindle, and it'll be in print within the next couple of weeks, available through Amazon. And basically what it is, it's based on a 5-week course that I gave on the internet first. And it really walks people through the very basics of setting up your business as far as what is my vision, what am I trying to accomplish, all the way through actually setting it up. There's hints in there about hiring and staff and all of that. And then a lot of it has to do with marketing and energy, you know, kind of what energy are you bringing to your business. It's very practical. It's divided into, you can actually follow it as a course. There's homework given in it, exercises to do. But people who have used it and business people have seen it, what they've told me they like about it is no frills. I don't take, you know, 10 pages to say what can be said in one.
Right. Okay.
So that it doesn't take, you know, too much of your time away from what you're doing, but you can dip in and really get some good information.
Great. Well, I'm Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. When we come back, we're going to ask Krista to explain what is this connection between energy and business. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. We have Krista Gibson here, and she is talking about her journey leaving mainstream for the unknown. And I have to say, I am just amazed at your story. It's something I can relate to myself. I also left my human resources career over 6 years ago to leap into a healing practice unlike anything I'd ever thought about doing before or wanted to do. And leaving that unknown for the greater unknown just because your heart is telling you to do it and trusting along the way. And as someone that's been in business and still owns some, not only my own business, but my husband's business as well, I see the benefit of bringing in, you know, positive thinking, consciousness, and energy into the workplace.
Right.
And that's something I'm passionate about doing, is helping business owners find their way as well. So can you share some more about the place where energy?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that people are starting to recognize that's getting into the mainstream slowly is that everything is energy. That's all there is. I mean, even science is starting to say that when you get to the center of the atom, or there's nothing there. You know, there's nothing but space. And everything that we see, whether it's a tree or a car or a fingernail or a kid or whatever, everything is consciousness. Everything is energy. Mm-hmm. Well, when you start to understand that and you understand that life is energy, then it makes total sense that the energy that you carry and the energy that you project into your life on a moment-to-moment basis is going to affect everything. It's going to affect your relationships. It's going to affect your business. It's going to affect your health. And so I'm really big on helping people understand that your energy, and I like to use the word magnetism, and I didn't coin that. It came from Paramahansa Yogananda, the master who came to the United States in the 20s. And actually this group, Ananda, is based on his teachings. But he talks about magnetism and developing that magnetism so that your energy actually, you know, they call it the law of attraction. It's bigger than the law of attraction. It's the law of who you are. And that is the basis of authenticity. You know, when you are who you are, you know, when you find out who you are and you live at that level of your being as much as possible, and none of us are perfect, but as much as possible, you live at that level, you are magnetic. Your magnetism is revved up, and things have to happen. You know, the universe rearranges itself to accommodate your energy. It really does. And does it happen overnight? No. Does it mean that you don't have difficulties? No, because we live on a material plane. So, you know, I don't agree with the people who say, oh, yeah, you know, you just think positive and suddenly everything is perfect. Well, it doesn't quite work like that, you know. And there's people who say, yeah, everything just falls into your lap. And I like to say, yes, things have fallen into my lap all the time. But you know what? I had to make sure my lap was where it was going to fall.
Right.
So even though you work with energy for your success in whatever level, you also have to work at the level of the physical, because that's where we live.
Mm-hmm. So, Krista, do you find that people sometimes have more difficulties, though, because of their resistance or because of how they don't want to let go?
Right, absolutely. You know, and people, we all bring our histories with us, and we bring past life histories. We bring maybe parallel or alternate lives with us. I mean, we can get into some really woo-woo stuff there. But there's
which scientists are beginning to validate. That woo-woo
stuff
they're starting to validate.
I know. It's not so woo-woo anymore. but it's like, yeah, we bring all of this with us. And so when we go to do something or we go to manifest or whatever word you want to use, we always have to remember that we bring ourselves with us. And maybe we do have resistance. Maybe we do have some hidden negativity. Maybe it's from this life. Maybe it's from another life. Maybe it's fears, you know, whatever it may be. And what's important is not to bury it. What's important is to encourage it to come out and say, okay, I'm resistant. Why? Where is this coming from? Let me find it. Look it in the face. Talk to it. Deal with it. You know, unfortunately, too many people, when they meet resistance, they just go, okay, I give up, and back they go. You know, instead of saying, okay, so I've got some resistance or I've got some anger or whatever, deal with it. You know, and then your energy clears up and then you can move forward.
That's so true, because we do tend to stuff everything inside. We don't want to express it when it comes up, and fear is paralyzing. I lived a very fear-based life for many years, and I know what it's like to hide behind that, because mm-hmm. the insecurity is so strong within most right. of us.
Absolutely, and it can be paralyzing. And you know, I wouldn't for a minute say that dealing with our fears is easy, because it's not. You know, I've been afraid many times in my life. And, you know, when I was doing many of the different things I've done, I've been afraid. But what I have learned by living through it is that when I went ahead and buckled up and said, okay, you know, I'm going to face this anyway, things happened for me. And it's like you have to prove that to yourself, though. You know, I can tell somebody that all day long, but until they go face the fear, whatever it is, then they'll see that when they face it, it's never as bad as what you thought. And, right. you know, it tends to melt once you face it head on. And, you know, can do things like call on your angels and your guides and your ancestors. You have all this invisible help that you right. can call on. You never have to face it alone.
Yeah, and I think that even for people who don't believe in angels and ancestors, you know, ancestral spirits being present and guides, scientists are starting to say there's all sorts of information in the field, and if we yes. can just learn to tap into that. So you don't have to believe in some being somewhere or some nope. spirit somewhere, because there is that support, isn't there?
Exactly. You know, and I had a friend years ago who was in AA, and uh-huh. they told her she had to believe in a higher power, and she said, no way, I don't believe in God, I'm not going to do it. And her sponsor said, okay, I want you to go home, I want you to take any object you have and make that your higher power. She went home, she took a can of condensed milk off her shelf, put it on her kitchen table, said, you are my higher power, take care of things. And from then on, that can of condensed milk was her higher power. And it worked. It worked.
It does work.
Yeah.
Who knew?
So take a can of milk, take a can of orange juice, whatever, you know, but take something. If you don't believe in anything else, take something and just declare, you're my higher power, and I'm going to treat you that way.
Yeah, just take something that's not going to perish.
Right, exactly. Don't take an apple or a grape.
Oh, you know, as amusing as that is, you know, I've started to hear about this concept of how the entire universe on some level is contained within the microcosm of everything within the universe. So right. whether you get down into the human body or to within the cell of a human body or even within a can of condensed milk, perhaps the entire universe is contained there. And,
right.
and therefore, you're tuning into that.
Right.
Oh, that's so
I always say, if it works, do it. You know, I'm really a big believer in if it works, do it. And try things, for goodness sakes, you know, try something. If somebody gives you an idea, at least try it. Why not? You have nothing to lose except your fear.
That's yeah. so true.
Yeah. So, Krista, you've got a couple of events coming up, don't you?
I do. This Saturday on the 16th, I'm speaking at the Ananda Community Open House in Linwood. And if you go to my website, KristaGibson.com, I have it up there. Or you can go to AnandaSeattle.org. And I'm going to be speaking there. And then on July 31st at East West Bookshop in Seattle, I'm giving a talk called Traveling the Maze. And it's to help people figure out, you know, there's so many things you can do in this whole spirituality arena, but I give people tips and techniques for how to figure out what is the best thing for them to do. And I go through a lot of the different offerings that are out there, like different body work and Reiki and intuitive tools, and explain them. And people can kind of get an idea of you know, what they can do. And that's also on my website.
So it's kind of like Consciousness into Action 101.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be a beginner to enjoy it. I've had people come who have been on the path for a very long time, and they enjoy it. And it's real fast-moving, and I give a lot of information and a lot of good ideas and techniques for people. So, and we have fun. You know, it's a fun thing. So it's a good way to spend an hour and a half.
That sounds fabulous. And, you know, are you finding that more and more people are getting interested in finding and applying some tools to help them, you know, live a life with broader perspective and broader purpose?
You know, I think that that is happening. But the other thing I see happening is a lot of this information is getting in the mainstream. And that's a mixed blessing. Because unfortunately, when it gets in the mainstream, sometimes it gets so watered down that then people don't know how to really apply it, and then they say it doesn't work.
Right.
So we've got a mixed blessing going on right now. You know, I heard somebody picked up a Harlequin romance the other day, and on the back it said, you know, was Charlotte meeting John because it was her karma, or was her karma with Greg? And it was like, you know, the words are making it into mainstream, but they don't get what's the truth, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right, so they automatically reject it because they don't know the full picture.
Exactly. Yeah. Or people who hear The Secret or see the movie, well, The Secret's only part of the understanding. It's a great beginning, but it's only a piece of the pie. And so people try it, it doesn't work, and they go, oh, well, that's no good. So I do see more people being interested, though, so I'm hopeful that they don't get discouraged if they hit something at that level, that they'll delve a little deeper and find the things that really do work.
Krista, what a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. And Sabrina, I'm going to go watch your video.
All right. Thank you, Krista.
So again, please check out Krista's website, KristaGibson.com, and check out her new book, Business Success for Body, Mind, and Spirit. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising. We're going on a quick break. And when we return, it's time for our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Wouldn't you love to create an abundance of enriching relationships in every area of your life? When gratitude is integrated in your life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Thank you. has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. I so enjoyed our conversation with Krista Gibson with New Spirit Journal.
It was
great. Before we talk more about that, I want to make sure everyone knows that you and I are going to have an opportunity to play Saturday, June 23rd with our one-day Authenticity Rising workshop in Sunrise Ranch, Loveland, Colorado.
They're in the Denver area, right?
That's in the Denver area, yes.
Yeah, I'm flying into Denver. That's all I know. But it sounds like it's a beautiful location for a seminar, too.
It is a beautiful location. And, the room that we originally had for this was overbooked, and they were so apologetic and so easy to work with. And they gave me an option of going into this little library with couches in there or going to the chalet on the hill. That's which one we chose, the chalet on the hill. Yeah, so elevated perspective.
That's fabulous. And, we're good at manifesting things like that, you know, upgrades in hotels and those sorts of things. It's always wonderful how things can just have a way of working out.
And I think it goes back to what Krista was talking about that soul calling. When you are following your heart and doing your heart's desire, it's like the road is being built before you.
Right. It is. And it's like, it's almost like if you really are going to be true to yourself, that what it is you're trying to manifest will come much more easily because you truly have your heart energy behind it. And that's when the doors start to open.
Yes. And when they open, you're able to see things so much more clearly at that point. It's like you get a new vantage point, you know, that elevated perspective.
Right.
That you can start to say, okay, now I get the bigger picture and I'm okay now. I feel the support. I might not be able to see it. They may not be around me, but I can feel the support and I can move forward more fully knowing that.
Yeah, and I think it's great when things do have a way of working out that we don't come from this perspective of, oh, it was just a coincidence, but rather understand that synchronicity is on purpose. And as you recognize that and accept that, oh, this just happened to work out perfectly, it is the support system. And as we were talking about before, you know, some people call it their guides. You can just call it universal intelligence or a can of condensed milk if you
want. And I call it Bob.
But it's, you know, it's a fabulous way to, you know, trust. And, you know, one of the things Krista was saying is, you know, after a while, after walking through fear a few times and seeing the support, you're able to, you know, we're all able to see that we do have that support, and it makes it easier to walk through the next step, walk through that next level of fear or the next situation with it that brings fear up for us.
And yes, and having that level of support, helping someone like me, that, you know, really former controlling type, and yeah, it's still there, but not to the level it was. Being able to let go and trust because you understand that you are supported, that transforms your life in so many ways. You're able to finally breathe again and to feel who you are, that connected space within your heart, and go, okay, they've got me covered here, and I'm going to be all right.
Right. All right. You know, one of the things that Krista was talking about that I really loved is she's talking about how important it is that we tell the truth to ourselves and about ourselves in the business world. And I think that you know, I think it's hard enough to be authentic in our personal lives, but sometimes I think it's even more difficult in our in the business world. Which brings us to the dare of the week. You want to share the dare?
Well, we do love our opportunities for authenticity rising into action. And the dare this week, I'm daring myself and you and anyone else who's willing to take this challenge to take some inner guidance that we've been receiving on some subject, be it business or relationship-wise or financial, any little bit of information we've been getting. Better if it's in business, I think, because we want to really apply how authenticity plays that role in business. But if you're not in a business, don't worry, you can still play along. And so step into that message and listen to the information and make the forward movement, just something into a forward movement, which might mean that you might have to let go of something that you've been holding on to. You might have to step through a fear that's been in the way or an obstacle, something like that. But you're not
doing... Speak your truth. Speak your truth.
Yeah. You may have to speak your truth. And yes, I'm not afraid to do that these days.
Yeah, and that's a great step for people. And you know, when we talk about inner guidance, it's not just about that guidance that, oh, you hear a message or you have a dream and you wake up and you know to do something. That inner guidance comes from the physical sensations in our body, like the solar plexus tightening when we're interacting with somebody, when we're not being authentic, or there's some way that we need to speak up for ourselves. It might come in the way of emotions, you know. So pay attention to both your emotional arena as well as the physical arena, because you get a lot of information that way too.
Exactly. Yes. You're surrounded by information. So just tune into it.
All right. Well, if you want to get more information about us and our workshop coming up, authenticityrising.com. And check out Sabrina's Facebook page, our Facebook page. Check out Sabrina's video. It's great. It's comedy in action, where she has chosen to be authentic and vulnerable. So,
well, what I posted on our Authenticity Rising Facebook page is the link to my blog, that actually where I share my entire experience and process of going through this workshop. And in fact, Christine, you were one of the first people I called after going through the workshop and went, you know, I don't know what I'm going to get out of this now. Uh-huh. And as you and I both know, I got a lot out of that workshop. And so I shared that information in that blog, and it has the link to the video in there.
Yeah, great. Well, it's been a wonderful show. Thanks again to Krista Gibson, the publisher of New Spirit Journal. And that's it for us today. But please join us every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And next week, we've got another special guest in the comedy arena, Sabrina.
Her name is Christina Hall, and she is the one who coached me in the Women Out Loud. So be prepared to laugh and discover how you can bring more authenticity in comedy.
All right. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.